love you asked me about it's raining and the sun comes out.
What's that?
The devil spanking his wife.
I've heard that one.
You have?
When it's thundered, it means God's playing bowling. He gets a strike.
That's
the
one.
Devil spanking his wife.
If it's raining and the sun shining.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I hadn't heard that one.
Okay.
All right. Good. These are different types of bags, sacks, whatever you want to call them. One that's made out of burlap.
What would you
call that?
Okay. It's a burlap sack.
Okay. How about one that's made of paper, like you would get groceries in?
A paper bag.
Okay. And what would you call the cloth that you would use to wash dishes with?
A dishcloth. I have used Poke. And I used it the other day in the shop, actually. It came out, and I did it sort of intentionally. And Sarah Marsh looked at me and you said, Poke? And I said, well, you know, I'm trying to be more native. So I have used Poke for paper bags.
Okay.
I think some people still do around here, too.
Mm-hmm. That would be for a small...
Mm-hmm. Small paper bag.
Small one as opposed to like a grocery type bag.
Mm-hmm. Well,
could you call
either
that one?
Either one.
Okay. What would you use to dry the dishes?
A dish rag. A dish cloth, I said, for washing.
Uh huh. That's what you said.
I use dry rag.
Okay.
Or a dish.
Okay. There's a lot of things that you never think twice about it, but you have to.
I know.
It's brought to your attention.
And this hairdo's called?
What is
that hairdo called?
Steps.
Okay.
I like it.
That's good. Urban dialect, right?
Steps.
It's Atlanta dialect. How about a pan that you would use to fry something in? What's that?
Frying pan.
You may have seen it at your shop or somewhere. Type that has legs on the bottom of them. Oh, yeah.
And the wrought iron.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they put them in the fireplace and cook action. Specific name for that. I'm sure there is
one. But the type of frying pan that you normally use is not the heavy iron, but made of some other kind of metal.
Yeah. Okay. I have an iron one and sometimes use it for cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have cornbread right here. Hey, Gyps, I do. How would you make cornbread? Like what sort of shape or?
I would make it in a pan, like a square pan, or in a round. If I do it on top of the stove, I'd do it with the wrought iron frying pan.
Okay. Is it called a different thing if you put it in the stove or on top of the stove?
No.
Same thing. Would you call it a cake of cornbread, or?
I still call it just cornbread.
Just cornbread, okay. All right. Any other kinds of cornbread with different vegetables or meat in them, or?
Well, I think my grandmother fixed crackling cornbread,
mm-hmm.
and had little parts of pig crackling stuff. I remember having that, and I've had it with. This, I'm sure, is an indigenous to this area, but, it's like Mexican cornbread with peppers in it and onions.
Any other shapes that people...
Corn muffins, put them in corn muffins. And corn dogs, or no, that's something else.
That's on a hot dog, yeah. Right? How about like with seafood?
Hush puppies.
Do you make those?
No.
Does anybody around make those themselves, or is that a sort of just a restaurant type
thing? I think
it's
more of a restaurant thing now, really. I think particularly since the diet has moved away from the fried and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Deep fried.
Okay. How about other things? Something made out of cornmeal that's a mushy kind of...
Yeah, corn mush. I've heard of it. I don't think I ever had it.
Okay. But you've heard people talk
about
it. Yeah,
and I'm sure my grandmother Green probably had it.
Okay. Other things that you can make out of corn? Like the people eat for breakfast, ground up grits.
Oh, grits is from corn, that's right. And it's, I mean, that hominy.